Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Yes, heed the words of the great Rakim. Don't sweat the technique. KNBR, KNBR FM San Francisco, the sports leader. Kerry Crowley covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. And also, part of Talking Baseball on KNBR, he's nice enough, Kerry is, to join us on the UMA guest line. Kerry, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing well. It's been a treat to get back out to the yard. It's been a treat to see the fans, Rod. So all things considered, I'm doing very well.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, this time last year, we weren't having this conversation.
No.
So that makes it a little bit easier to stomach the Giants getting two hits, two measly hits last night. So what happens first? The Giants pitching, which has been a very pleasant surprise, especially the starters. That do those guys come back? Do they regress to the mean, or does the offense break out of its doldrums first? Which happens?
I bet on the offense. I just think there are underlying signs that the Giants are bound to perform. You know, they're not chasing outside the strike zone right now. And yes, there were a lot of strikeouts, so they'll have to clean that up. But when they are putting the ball in play, they're generally doing it effectively. I mean, they've still hit 14 home runs this season, which is among the higher totals in the major leagues. And it's just a matter of a number of guys being slightly off. You know, Wilmer Flores has had a lot of foul balls back to the screen. Mike Yastrzemski looks like he's getting a little bit closer. I just think that the larger the sample size gets of this season, we're only 10 games in, the more we're going to see this Giants offense look closer to the form it did last year. And look, it may not look like the Giants of 2020. That was a really strong offensive team, but I don't think that they're as bad as we've seen at the plate, the second worst scoring offense in the major league so far that we've seen so far.
You know, I'm going to go buy my kid a TJ Antone jersey. My God, that guy was just dirty last night. I mean, I can't honestly say that, you know, middle relievers impressed me that often, but this guy last night was absolutely awesome. You know, curveballs for strikes on the first pitch of the at-bat, making guys look really, really bad. Basically, he's got 98, but he threw like six straight curveballs in one sequence. 3 2/3 scoreless, struck out 5. I mean, the starter was good and the closer got the one-out save, but, I mean, tell me something about TJ Antone. Where did that guy come from? He is incredible. Or was he just hot last night?
So we're all sitting there in the press box last night, Larry, and Wade Miley had gone 5 scoreless innings against the Giants, was at 77 pitches. We're thinking, of course, David Bell's going to send him back out for the 6th inning. He was cruising, hasn't given a run up all season. And then Antone comes in, and we're thinking, that's odd. Why would you replace someone who's dominating the Giants? Why would you replace him with a pitcher who none of us had ever heard of? And Antone comes in and looks like the best reliever in all of baseball. I mean, he looked like a right-handed Josh Hader the way he was
awesome.
Throwing the ball. 98, and it had rise on the outside corner. He was spotting the curveball. I mean, I see why David Bell stuck with him until the final out of the 9th inning. He was absolutely rolling against the Giants. And I think that that's another thing that you need to look at. I mean, Gabe Kapler said postgame, the old Bruce Bochy line, we ran into some good pitching. Well, that was really true. I'm not so sure it was always true when Bruce Bochy would say that
right.
in 17, 18, and 19. But when Antone was on the mound, you could absolutely see why he said that.
Did you notice when Antone came off the mound after striking out Buster Posey and he was excited? And because there was a very tiny crowd last night, you could hear how excited he was. Did you see Buster Posey shoot him a look as Antone was running to the visiting dugout? Did you catch it? I caught it.
I did not. That's like one of the tricks of being at the park is you don't get to see the facial expressions that you do up close on TV. And so even when the Giants do play home games at Oracle Park now, I've kind of taken to keeping one earphone in and listening to Kruk and Kipe on the call and keeping a backup screen in front of me because you do miss moments like that. And that's what I kind of gained from the 2020 season is I would sit at home for all the road games and I felt like I would come away with a pretty decent understanding and pick up some things that, you know, you wouldn't normally see at the ballpark. And there's a lot of benefits to being out there, but but it is really interesting to spot the differences, like you mentioned.
Hey, man, Kruk and Kipe and John and Dave, invaluable resources when it comes to just kind of understanding as much as you possibly can about this Giants team and being able to supplement what you see with your eyes at the ballpark with, you know, that TV feed. If you have that opportunity, it definitely helps. Another strong starting pitching performance. I mean, Sanchez, he did not pitch badly last night. You know, he got beat by a guy with his first home run of the season, and he got beat by a guy who's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame. Might end up being a first ballot Hall of Famer in Votto, but five innings and only giving up three hits and three strikeouts. Hey, man, you'll take that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You'll take that as your fifth starter every single time out. Sanchez probably wasn't as crisp as he was against San Diego in the first outing, five innings, one run against them. And the home run that Winker hit was actually the home run that doesn't get out in a lot of major league ballparks, but it did at Oracle because they brought in the center field fence. And so had a relatively low expected batting average on it. But yeah, he just launched it right over the left center field wall into the bullpen. And there's probably at least 15, 20 other parks in Major League Baseball where that's a long fly ball out. So Sanchez's ability to keep the ball on the ground was really good last night. I thought that was a weapon for him. And I'm really curious to see what they do when Alex Wood, who's throwing at the alternate site today, is ready to come back, because you know, you look at some of the peripheral numbers and you would say, Sanchez might be better out of the bullpen, but can you really take him out of the rotation at this point if Wood is ready to go? So maybe they'll do something where they're piggybacking those two guys like you saw David Bell do with Antone and Miley last night, where, you know, one of them goes five, one of them goes four, and that's a day each week, because right now it's going to be really hard to tell Aaron Sanchez that he might be better off out of the bullpen.
We are talking Giants with Kerry Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. Giants Reds, 5:45 pregame, 6:45 first pitch. That first pitch will be thrown by Kevin Gausman. So now we are a couple of runs through the starting rotation. Just give me your 30,000 foot overview. All credit to the guys for their performances. You want Logan Webb to get on track, and after the spring he had, it's kind of a bit of a mental note to look and go, well, he hasn't started here very well. But for the most part, these five starters have done exceedingly well. Is that a product of who the Giants have faced? Or are we seeing, again, a very pleasant surprise from these starters that might end up being a sort of a season-long surprise for these Giants?
Well, Rod, I go back to the 7 weeks I spent in Scottsdale, and if you asked me on opening day what I thought this starting rotation would look like and what I thought the offense would look like 10 games into the season, I would have looked like a fool based on my prediction, because I would have said the starting rotation would have really struggled and the offense would have been really good. So I'm not sure how much stock I'm going to put in spring training moving forward, even though it apparently increasingly matters a whole lot more. But yeah, the rotation was a bit questionable in the spring. They kept hiding Aaron Sanchez. Dee Sclafani didn't pitch a whole lot, and Johnny Cueto just never looked like he was in rhythm. And, you know, I'd like to see Johnny Cueto do it against someone who's not the Colorado Rockies, but that was a really fun performance to watch for him. And you know, he looked like the Johnny Cueto that we saw back in 2016. Gabe Kapler clearly willing to let him throw a million pitches this year, which I think is exciting for Giants fans because of the quick hooks that we saw last season. And so, yeah, I mean, did I expect this? Not at all. Am I surprised? You know, it's too early to say. I think that the San Diego series was really good for the Giants. They got two wins. You know, Dee Sclafani and Gausman pitched the games that they won, and that was a good sign for this club. But we'll see the third and fourth time through if they can continue to replicate this success. The key right now, just get to five innings, because I think the rotation has a lot more confidence, at least from the coaching staff and the players in the bullpen does right now, even though the bullpen has picked it up in the last few games.
I can't wait to see that movie, 7 weeks in Scottsdale.
Yeah, I live that movie every year, Larry. And let me tell you, I will continue to live it. It
most is the dangerous, best. Most dangerous job in Arizona is working at the Circle K. There's like so seriously, there's 7,000 Circle K's. I mean, if you ever called the cops saying I'm being robbed at the Circle K, I mean, the odds that they would show up at the right one is just not very good.
I'm at the Circle K on Camelback Road. You got to have to narrow it down more than that, Chief.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm in a pool of blood because there's so many damn Circle K's. All right. This is where I crossed the line. I complimented the opponent. Now here's where I ripped the home team.
Oh boy.
What the hell is going on with the offense? I mean, it's not just TJ Antone. The Giants are averaging six hits a game. Six hits a game. I'm looking at some of these averages. They're just in the toilet. LaStella clearly is not healthy. They've scored 18 runs in their last eight games. They're hitting 192 as a club. And all the while, I'm watching highlights on Twitter of Elliot Ramos parking shots in some alternate camp. How about they moved his alternate camp to Oracle Park? I mean, seriously, you got three outfielders that are better, that are going to give you four good at-bats better than what Ramos is doing right now. 4-12 in the Cactus, I realize he's young, he needs time, but they need help offensively, and he could provide it. I'd love to see him. Are we going to?
Yeah. I mean, we said the same thing about Joey Bart in spring training last year. Bart was clearly going to help this team. And so, I was wrong. I was wrong on Joey Bart. I thought they should have had him on the opening day roster. I thought that he was going to crush it right away because he dominated Cactus League pitching in 2020. And really, he was the Giants' best option throughout the summer at Oracle Park at summer camp. And so, I'll leave this one to the experts. Normally, I'd be aggressive and I'd say, yes, bring up Ramos soon. There's nothing really left for him to prove after what he's done at the alternate site, what he's done at spring training. But at the same time, I was clearly so wrong last year that I need to wait and see on this one.
Well, we all were. I was too. So, I say this knowing that I was dead wrong last year on Bart. But I'm right this year on Ramos. No, but I'd love to see Ramos. I mean, it just seems like this kid is ready. We don't know exactly how last year would have played. Heck, he might have been up last year based on the way he was playing. So, I don't know. But, Slater's in a huge, huge funk. I mean, I'd love to see – it seems like they've got at-bats in the outfield for somebody who's got the kind of offensive clout that Ramos has. But I'll try to be patient. Let me ask you this. There was only 3,600 there last night. That's about half of what they got for the home opener. Are the Giants – what's your sense of the fans? Is it just like, some fear about being in groups? Or do you think it's just, it's just kind of, I mean, you would think that they would have a few more than 3,600 fans.
Well, I think it's kind of the perfect storm right now for a low attendance total. First off, they're one of, I believe, just four stadiums requiring the full vaccination or the negative COVID test within 72 hours. And so you're at a time where a lot of people are either halfway vaccinated, about to get vaccinated, or don't really want to go get a COVID test and have to deal with that within 72 hours. You've also got the fact that, this team has been a losing team for four straight seasons, and they're picks below the Dodgers and the Padres. So expectations are low, and that's been recalibrated among the fan base. You've also got the fact that they're not running muni trains after the game right now. You've got the fact that no one's working in downtown San Francisco right now, and no one will be working in downtown San Francisco for a little while. So you can't just pop over after work for a weeknight game. And I just think that there are so many different factors contributing to this that's why you see 3,600. For a lot of people, it's probably the COVID test. For a lot of people, they're no longer working in the city. For a lot of people, public transportation just isn't the move right now. And so that's why you see. But I am curious to see when the Giants no longer are forced to check people for COVID tests, and that could be coming in May when the city changes its health order, on Oracle Park and what the Giants are allowed to do. I am curious to see if attendance will skyrocket or if it'll be kind of a slow, methodical climb through the summer.
Don't forget to add in a cold Monday night in April.
Yeah.
Versus the Reds.
Versus the Reds. It was miserable out there.
Yeah, I mean,
it looked frigid.
I mean, all the hoops you have to jump through, necessary and understandable hoops, but hoops nonetheless you have to jump through to sit out in the cold to watch an early season game against the Reds. I mean, Joey Votto is good, but ain't that good. No, I'm sorry.
Jesse Winker doesn't move you?
Sorry. It ain't happening, Captain. Kerry, we always appreciate it, my man. Thank you for the time and the insight. They're both equally and greatly appreciated. Be well.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
All right, man.
Thanks,
Kerry.
Kerry
Crowley, Bay Area News Group.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.